is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as Jordan and Keith delivers the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
After finding a group of dodo birds and then hunting them again into extinction, it is the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
With Jordan and
Keith.
Yeah. Or Keith and Jordan. How's it going, Keith?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I woke up just ready to start today, you know?
Oh, that's what I'm talking about, man. Dodo birds, man.
Yeah.
Now, look at a bum rap with that name, dude. Dodo.
didn't we create dodo over, like, isn't that term made because you're dumber than a species that, you know, died off?
Well, I don't know. That sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good to me. It sounds right. It sounds like something that really happened.
Yeah. So weirdness is upon us. What's up?
Did you have a good week today?
It's been a cool week. It's been an interesting week. Yeah, laid back.
Yeah.
How about you?
It was good. Anything exciting happen for you?
No, not yet.
I absolutely nothing for me either. This has been the quietest week.
Yeah, so it's all good. No worries.
I went to sleep on Saturday, and I woke up today ready to do this.
Oh, whatever, dude. You're a liar.
It's true. I've done nothing.
You lie.
All right, yeah. So we've got weird news stuff going on.
Yes, we do.
This is pretty good weird news, right?
They're all good weird news, man. They're all.
Yeah, I think so. But this is good.
There you go again, dude. You always like to do that. Like, oh, this is going to be the best one yet.
Well, you have to hope so, right? Like, you have to visualize.
Our audience is just shaking their head like, oh, Jordan, there you go again.
Just show
up.
It
wouldn't be weird news without Jordan trying to hype it up.
It needs a hype, man.
Yeah, so, yeah, man. So, chickens fly off truck, land at KFC, captured on film by a vegan. What's that about, dude?
Oh, yeah. So, and this happened in Melbourne, right? Australia.
Oh, my.
Isn't it weird? I thought they were just mainly kangaroos, but no. They do chickens there, too.
Chickens are everywhere, man.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe. But isn't there like a country where there's absolutely no chickens? Just.
We have to research that. That's a good question, man.
I'm pretty sure like there's absolutely no country that's like that. But what if?
I know, right?
And we discovered that.
A chickenless land.
Yeah, a chickenless land.
Oh.
Is that the immigrant song that you started on?
No immigrant song. Well, it could have been, but yeah, it's just saying, you know, like in the world that's dark and down below, a chickenless land.
Yeah.
Coming to a theater near you.
No, I think we can develop that. I think that would be interesting.
It's like there's no chickens.
Just how catastrophic a world without one small thing like chickens,
know.
You know?
Where's my scrambled eggs?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we were supposed to do this. There was crates of live chicken just flown off the back of a moving truck and right onto the doorstep of a KFC
restaurant. Talk about irony, dude.
Yeah. It's kind of like this is what's happening to you. Yeah. And so it was all captured by someone who's a vegan that was just walking nearby. And she said that the injured and dead birds were being crammed into cages while passerbys joked that those who survived would likely end up in KFC anyway.
Oh, that's just rude.
I think
kind of sad. They're joking about that. So just reinforcing why she's a vegan.
Yeah. That's. I think that was her big thing is how dare this happen? This is why I'm a vegan.
Well, and she states here, yeah, people were joking about it, saying KFC won't have to pluck their chickens at least now. She said. She also stated, quote, "It highlights to me that people are so indifferent to their suffering, even after they've been through a trauma like that. You know, nobody was really showing any respect for life." And in that instance, she's actually right. So,
you know, I can see that, but right. I also like my.
I'm not a vegan, but she's right.
My one instinct when I heard like that chickens flew off a truck and landed at KFC wasn't like, "Oh, I hope they're all right." It's instantly, that's hilarious. That's so funny. That's exactly what I'd want to happen. Like. If chickens were going to fly off a truck, let it be on a KFC.
And she's still, I mean, there's irony in all of that, and there's also sadness, I suppose. Depending on, like, if you're a vegan or vegetarian, you're, like, horrified by this. You know what I'm saying? You and I, not so much, but I get that. I mean, she also, another quote of hers, there were dead chickens, there were injured chickens. I'm not saying this as a vegan. It was really quite distressing, Ms. Carter said. I mean, so, yeah, I get it.
You know, and it's kind of funny because now I feel like a terrible person because, like, at no part would I have been, like, hurt by this because I eat chicken.
Right.
There's chicken. There's the place where I eat the chicken at.
Yeah, but you don't want to laugh at dead chickens in front of a chicken restaurant. That's kind of creepy.
It's
just in bad taste. It is.
I don't see that to me.
They were laughing, like, oh, look at the dead chickens. That's not cool.
Well, we laugh all the time, and we also eat chicken while laughing. Like,
yeah, man. Like I said, you know, you and I, we're not vegans, so.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, for, like I said, for Jess Carter, who's just walking by, you know, yeah, that's going to be traumatic. I get it. Like I said, it just reinforces why she's a vegan, you know.
I know what you mean. It's funny that you said that. Like, if you took the words, like, the way you said that didn't sound like an expose thing, but but if you were Jess Carter, those chickens weren't, you know what I mean? I liked it.
Yeah.
I think you have a news voice, man. You should really try it out.
Good night and good luck. Thank you.
Could be a good closer. We should do that from now on, so see you out space. Good night and good luck.
Yeah, so, you know. Yeah, so that's an interesting story. But another thing, too, because, you know, man, I don't know if they got PETA down in Australia. They probably have PETA everywhere. So, but animal rights groups, man,
yeah,
they would be on this trucker's.
Anywhere with a chicken, there's a PETA.
Stop it.
But it's virtually everywhere.
People for the ethical treatment of animals, bro, is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think I meant?
PETA bread. That's what you meant. Well, anyway. No. So they got to be careful, too, because if there's animal rights organizations down in Australia, that truck driver could be in trouble. So, you know, because even when you watch movies, man, you know, you cannot harm the animals, dude. And you see in the credits, there were no animals harmed during this. That's a real big, serious thing. So
people tend to worry about animals being harmed.
Oh,
Just that's the weird thing. Like if I saw I think any other animal that's getting hurt, I would immediately go, oh, no, that's wrong. But because it's chicken and it's so close to a place where I'm like, the KFC reminds me that I eat chicken. You know what I mean?
I get it.
It's weird that I guess we care about chicken less than any other animal,
maybe?
Let me
put it to you this way, my brother. Let me put it to you this way.
Hit me.
If you saw chickens in front of the KFC and someone was doing what they do to them on the farm to get them ready for you, you wouldn't be so hungry.
No, yeah, I wouldn't take it. Okay, I see what you mean. I wouldn't take my kids to.
I'm not a vegan. I'm not pushing that agenda or, you know, being a vegetarian. Respect to everybody who eats, period. Respect to everyone.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that it's all about how things are presented. So, yeah, in this instance, for you, it was just okay. But like I said, you know, and that's another thing, too, for a lot of us who eat meat and stuff, you know, we love to eat meat, but we don't want to meet the cow that we're about to eat.
That's true. Unless you've got some of those Ted Nugent types that want to name the cow and like raise it themselves.
Right. So, yeah. But
those Ted Nugent types.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, the moral of the story is be careful when you're, you know, driving any animals around. They shouldn't be falling off trucks, whether they're chickens or not. So
even though those chickens were most likely going to take.
Well, and that driver might have
eaten.
To. That driver might get, you know, he might get penalized because some of those chickens were dead. So that's costing farmers money and stuff, dude.
Yeah,
so,
maybe. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, there's a whole lot going on with that whole story. But it was very strange. It was weird news. So let us say that was a very strange. You know, we didn't expect to see chickens flying off a truck landing in front of KFC.
Yeah.
Because that was a surreal moment, and there is some dark humor to that, so I do acknowledge that. So don't think I don't. I get it. So, I do. But we got to be a little sensitive, too, about some things, so, you know.
Yeah.
So
I think
Carter, we understand.
We do our best.
Yes.
So there's this dog out there, and, you know, while he's going on a walk with his owner, just playing fetch, you know, he brings out a large sex toy.
Yeah, dude.
Brings it back to the owner.
We got pictures, bro. They could see these pictures. Oh, yeah, man. And the dog is just innocent. He didn't know. He didn't know it was a giant.
His name's Galaxy the Chocolate Labrador. I like that name for a dog, first of all. I just want to say that.
Yeah, it's a cute little dog, too. And he brought back a
So they were going on a walk, right? Just having a good old time walking around. And
we're not making this up, folks. This really happened. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Jordan.
Yeah, no worries. They're walking in a park, and the dog runs into the woods. And when he comes out of the woods, he's carrying a giant.
A giant. It's a dildo, and it's chocolate covered, basically.
Yes.
Like the lab.
Like
for the most
lab,
part.
But. That's a connection that I was debating, should I say on air or not.
But, you know, it is. So it's just, the dog looks so innocent. He's just thinking it's a regular bone, you know, like, hey, here you go. You know, and I wish I could have seen the look on the owner's face when the dog in Galaxy came up. Like, what the, where did you get this? And why is it out in the field? You know, I mean, of all the things you can find on the grass, that's just not supposed to be one of them, dude.
Yeah, it's now a trophy that's displaying on the Wargraven inside other titles won by Vulcan FC. These players.
And the owner took a picture, like a selfie with it, and it's hilarious. I'm like, dude, you're funny.
Yeah.
On top of like the on top of his garden waste basket. You see that picture?
It is.
He's got his thumbs up. He's like, hey, check me out.
Mm-hmm. It's a really hard one to wrap your mind around. Like, I'm just seeing the dog look so proud about it.
Well, yeah, and it's not, like I said, the dog is innocent. The dog is just doing what a dog does. He's just like, hey, I got something, you know?
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm just kind of messed up because what's that doing on the grass in the field, dude?
No, I hear you.
Like I said, you're not supposed to find that. Sticks, you know, maybe a pop or soda bottle, you know, maybe. You know, and we don't want to encourage anyone to litter, you know, but, you know, so.
Incredibly safe of you to make a disclaimer.
Well, we don't.
And with that free PSA to the world, we need to go to a commercial break. So when we come back, we're going to be doing more weird stuff.
Yes.
All right. Stay tuned.
Most definitely.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's gsmcpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Hey everybody, we are back to Golden State Media Concepts Weird News with Keith and Jordan. Jordan and Keith.
There you go.
How's it going, Keith?
Good. How are you, sir?
Great. That commercial break was what I needed.
Oh, love it. Love it.
You know that drives me.
What?
Oh, man. I had a drink of cold water and really that just boosted my spirits.
Good. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
You know, gets a little parched in here. You know, you can't have a vending machine in the studio. That would be kind of next level. But
No, but one day, I win the lottery.
Right? Yeah, we had a great discussion about the lottery before our show today. So.
What would you do if you won?
The lottery?
Yeah.
I would not tell anybody, and I would move out the country.
That's what I would do, too. I would start a new life with new people, and I would just, no one would know where I went.
And then I probably would, do some investing and maybe open up a business.
I'd be afraid to invest after I hear about all the bad investments that go on. I think I would just...
Well, I wouldn't tell anybody. I would just do some research. I mean, today we have, with the internet, we have so much more technology in our hands now. We have so much more access to resources that we didn't have before, and there's no reason not to use them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. But we could talk about that later.
Yeah, no, that's another story. Me and Keith would spend the money, though. That's our question.
Oh, yeah, I definitely spend some money, but I definitely want to be able to make my money grow and work for me. So,
yeah, no, I know what you mean. Yeah, I agree with you. That's
you don't
how
I'm one of those cats that's broke 2-3 years later. I'm not trying to be that guy.
Hopefully we'll have weird news that makes this conversation relevant.
Right?
Who knows?
Exactly.
But in the meantime, we're going to talk about psychologists.
Yes. In Montreal, Canada.
Canada, man, what? The perfect country.
Right?
Or so we thought.
Exactly. It was perfect up until about now.
How's your health care now, Canada?
Listen to you. Stop it. Don't get all aggressive. It's not Canada's fault. They had one bad lemon, one bad apple.
They just love to brag about their health care. Go ahead. Hit them with the story, Keith. Tell them why they're wrong.
All right. So Montreal psychologists repeatedly slapped patients' bare buttocks while yelling, "Feel the shame." Oh, man.
Feel the shame. Feel the guilt.
And let it sink in.
Let it sink in is my favorite.
And ladies and gentlemen, we kid you not. This is real. This.
We all thought Canada was just the place to go. Man, the Yellow Brick Road led up to Ontario. Well, look how wrong we were.
I mean, and I'm sure there's all different kinds of ways of having therapy, psychotherapy, just therapy with a psychologist and psychiatrist. But this took the cake. So basically, you know, this psychologist out of Montreal, you know, he's facing possible sanctions for repeatedly spanking one patient's nude buttocks during therapy sessions. So, you know, the ruling's going to come down from the Quebec's Order of Psychologists. So what happened is the psychologist is Stephen, looks like it's Schachter, S-C-H-A-C-H-T.
You say Schachter, I'll say Schachter. There you go. Therefore, one of us will be right.
Exactly. That's what's up. He engaged in sexually abusive practices while treating a young man from 2013 to 2014. So the young man talked about how his father abused him in the past. So what happened was, you know, Stephen S., he suggested this new type of therapy. And this happened over 10 sessions. So, I mean, he was temporarily suspended from practicing therapy June of last year, 2015.
So at first he suggested it and shocked her. Was like, hey, check this out.
He was hesitant to do
you.
It.
Yeah, he didn't want to do it at first.
And then he,
after a few years, though, of, you know, not getting your father issues fixed, he relented and saying, okay, let's just try the whole spanking thing. So while he said the things, Schachter was like, let it sink in and feel the guilt, you know, things like that. He also even hit him on one occasion with a piece of wood.
Yeah.
Because that's what his dad did at one point.
Yeah, so he hit him on all fours. This is really – it's like S&M. This is like – because my thing is, okay, that's a bit much. But if it worked for the guy, oh, whatever.
But I don't think it did, though. It didn't. It just left you confused.
And more violated, right? Yeah. So, because then he goes into another clinic, and he asks, in a walk-in clinic, and he asks the psychologist, is this normal?
No, yeah, he goes to a doctor's office, and he says, hey, is it normal if your psychologist spanks you, if your therapist spanks you? And he says, well, no, that's not normal, actually. How about – and so he ends up putting in a complaint.
He helps him file the complaint.
Yeah, he helps them file the complaint and press charges on him for police.
Right, so it's not giving the patient's name, and that's fine. You know,
as it should,
Yeah, that's fine. But that's pretty crazy, man. I mean, we've heard of therapy sessions, but that's on some other stuff right there. I'm going to feel the shame.
It sounds so like
sink in. It's a B movie,
like
dude.
A Freudian kind of thing, you know? Like this is an 1800s kind of doctor.
Like it's a softcore porn film or something.
What, did the cocaine and hypnosis not work for him?
Yeah, this is crazy, man. This is too much. But yeah, so...
they tried to press the guy for a comment. They left a voicemail, you know.
Well, of course he's not going to comment because he's humiliated. Yeah.
No, not the physician, too. The Schachter.
Well, he's the psychologist.
Psychologist, yeah.
So he's been found guilty of a litany of ethical violations, and they're going to reconvene later to figure out what his sentence is going to be. But he could... yeah, he could get a suspension again. He can get fined. He can get both. So, you know, he may be prevented from practicing, which sounds like that probably should be the case at this point.
Yeah, no, that's a given, right? That's that's such a weird thing to do, and it's a weird thing to think it's going to help.
Feel the shame. Feel the guilt. Let it sink in.
As like a human species, like haven't we gone past spanking people for therapeutic reasons? Like.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, this context is just wrong. That's all I have to say. It's just, especially if you knew this person, you know, this young man had problems with his father and you know, with physical abuse, it's just like there was no breakthrough done here. So there's no validity in what you were doing for your alternative therapeutic method. So yeah, he's probably going to be done.
Yeah, well,
he's probably so, and rightfully so.
He seems like he likes to try some things that are different. He on his LinkedIn profile, he considers himself a mental health consultant and a hypnotherapist.
But the problem is, you know, your patient didn't get better. Your patient was questioning your techniques, so that technique that you tried didn't work.
Yeah,
so, and you won't get another chance probably. So
spanking didn't work. You listening, parents?
Well, I'm talking about this. I'm not addressing that issue. So.
No, yeah, we won't turn this into a bigger thing. Yeah, so
like I said, in this context, that's all I'm going to say.
Situation to be in.
I know. So talk to me about this danger age in regards to infidelity and cheating.
I really want to, but we're going to have to go to commercial break right now.
Oh, yeah. You tease.
I know. So when we come back, we're going to talk about when you're going to cheat on them, just statistically.
All right.
Stay tuned.
That sounds good, man.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And we are back. Here we are. Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast. We've talked about spanking therapist.
Yes, you know, dogs that find dildos in the yard.
It's a forest. What would a dildo do in a yard? Get it right, Keith.
Excuse me, forest. Excuse
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that makes it better.
The birthplace of dildos.
Chickens that, you know, fall off of trucks and die in front of KFC. Yeah, it's
been eventful.
It's
yeah.
a mad world.
If we can sum it up.
Yes, definitely.
So we've got two more stories to give you guys before we have to go away.
Yes, this so-called cheating thing. Talk to me about this, dude.
This is great. So if you cheated on somebody at the age of 24, that wasn't the best age to cheat on them. 35?
Get out of here.
The age to cheat on somebody, usually it's 39. That's the danger age when you're most likely to cheat on a partner. 39
years old.
I'm shaking
my head in the studio, folks. Someone actually did a survey on this. This is just, you know, you hate it. Disturbing. It makes no sense.
No, it does make sense when you read them out.
Let's do a survey on the age for the perfect age for cheating on someone. I mean, who comes up with these things?
Scientists, Keith. The answer is always scientists.
Or charlatans? Are they hacks and quacks?
Well, the logic on it, it's pretty sound. Okay, so right, whatever the danger ages that you have to, you know, when you're most likely to cheat on somebody, are usually going to come at the end of a decade, 29, 39, 49. But while 39 is the particular age where, like, this is the danger zone, be careful,
right,
you're going to cheat.
You become middle-aged.
Yeah, you're about to hit middle agehood. Like, this is your midlife crisis going on to extremes, you know what I mean?
It can happen.
Every end of the decade, you wonder, am I spending my short life well? I mean, God, 10 years, what I have to show for it? Not as much as I do in just the number 10. That's scary. Mm-hmm. But when you get to 39, you're like, not only am I losing a decade, I'm also losing my young life. Now I'm going to be one of those guys. I'm not going to be one of those dudes. I'm going to be one of those old men that lurk around the back of gas stations
and
by
the
beach.
This was done by the infidelity website Illicit Encounters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sponsored by Ashley Madison.
Yeah.
No,
Ashley Madison's slogan used to be, life is short, have an affair, but it's not anymore.
Is it really not? Well, I don't think Ashley Madison sponsored by this. Disregard
But that was the slogan, life is short, have an affair. It's like, wow, really?
So do you think that you're going to cheat on somebody when you turn 39?
No.
No?
No, not at all.
I don't know. What a tempting age, right? I mean, I don't want to cheat. I don't ever want to be a cheater. But if push comes to shove and the number 39 presents itself, what choice do you have, Keith?
You're being silly.
Midlife crisis is the real...
People do go through midlife crises, but I still have a hard time believing that you could pinpoint it to, you know, the year before you change a different age, before you become 30 or 40 or 50. I mean, so what do they say led up to this? Is there like a 7-year so-called itch? What? A 7-year marriage? What are they saying?
Well, no, it's just
this
fact
was done
that...
like in Britain, too, it looks like.
Yeah, no. Good old Britain. Gotta love them. They actually were talking about the fact that it's,
Whatever drives people to stray, it's clear there is no one definitive thing.
There's different, like, you know, things happening. There's different possibilities that could lead up to you cheating. But I think the big part of it is the fact of like a midlife crisis presenting itself, as they normally do whenever you're ending a decade, you know?
Well, you know, what's to say about the human condition when cheating has become a business, Ashley Madison? That's basically what it's about.
Yeah, yeah. I read the emails. I read the leaked profiles.
This is pretty crazy, man.
I saw a few neighbors crazy on there.
Stop it, Jordan. Stop it.
But anyways, yeah. Uh-huh. Be careful, guys, if you're dating somebody who's 39 years old or 29 or 49. Dangerous ages. Just dangerous ages. Right? Can we leave
yes,
on that?
Yes, sure. But I guess a lot of it does have to do, like you said, about in regards to going through a midlife crisis, questioning your reality, your mortality, having maybe some insecure issues about who you are and your image. And that might cause people to stray.
Which is something that we go through every day of our lives, right, Keith?
No.
As people on a podcast, we're constantly feeling the things you just described.
Not at all.
All right. So making sure. Yeah.
So I can see how that might be a reason why people start to have erratic behavior and do these things. So, okay.
Yeah, me too.
It's just interesting, though, that there's like an age range that kind of freaks me out, but it's cool.
I'm glad this is now more believable to you. That's I think we've accomplished something then, right?
Yeah. What else you got for me?
Well, all right. Well, I guess
one more story.
One more story. We're going to end it with the porta potty toilet in Rogue River
Best
Park.
Best porta potty ever. Ever. Yeah.
Keith, how revealing of you.
That's just. You get an A for originality on that one, bro.
It's a clever place to hide your marijuana.
Right?
Yeah. So these people are walking through the park and in South Oregon. Mm-hmm. So it's legal in Oregon, right?
I don't know.
They do a lot of growing up in Oregon.
Okay.
But someone took a lot of marijuana, a huge amount, and stuffed it into the porta potty. Now, they were checking the porta potty earlier that day, about 3 hours before the call was made that, you know, a lot of marijuana was found. And they said that there was nothing in there before, so they don't know if this was a delivery or if somebody was trying to leave a message of how they're tired of all this marijuana growing in Oregon right now. But they were very upset by it. And it is a lot of marijuana. That is completely filling the porta potty right now.
So, just to answer your question, it is legal for adults 21 and older to possess and use recreational marijuana in Oregon.
Really?
So from approved medical marijuana dispensaries, but there are limits. So, yeah. Okay. That's all right. Good to know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a blue state and
the world is changing, man. The world is changing.
Does that shock you? Like,
it just, I mean, when I was a kid, man, this was not even thought of, that states would legalize marijuana on any type of capacity or level.
It's
a different world.
What
now.
Did you think whenever you first saw that, like, California was like, okay, people can smoke there legally? You saw those kind of, like, things?
It's cool. It's just weird. It's just, you know, it's not my thing. But it's just, like I said, it's just... It's a different time now. It really is. People take that for granted, and they shouldn't, because, this is different.
Yeah.
This is very different. But, yeah, getting back to that porta potty, what was going on? Was someone just hiding their stuff from their farm? Were they on the run? I mean, was that a gift for construction work?
Well, they're not really sure what happened, but they said this is one of the biggest busts in the department has ever made. So
really?
So it was a big deal to them, yeah, finding all that marijuana. It's just so much, though, right? Like, that's a tremendous amount.
Yeah, I mean, looking at this picture, is amazing. I mean, it's like the porta potty is almost filled to the top.
It's right next to a tennis court, too. When the people playing tennis, they said that they had no idea, like, anything suspicious was going on.
Well, if you look at it from a distance, you might just think it's tree branches. You know what I mean?
But even then, what are tree branches doing inside a porta potty?
I know, dude. It's just still doesn't look amazing, man. It's amazing. It's just crazy stuff, man.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Southern Oregon. Here you go.
So I guess that was that other story. So that's our last of our weird news this episode, Keith.
Oh, no.
I know.
It's so soon. So soon.
It feels like it. It feels way too soon. But we're going to
And I will say this, though, too, though. It's like, so, okay, so now the police seized it. So what happens to it? Does it just stay there?
I think they burn it.
Now they're wearing masks.
I don't know. I guess that's up to the police officers burning it.
I don't know if they burn it. I think they might keep it in some locker somewhere or something, into evidence or something. I don't know. It's interesting stuff, though, man. Makes you kind of wonder. Things that make you go,
What do they do with the marijuana when they take it?
Used to say, and Paula Abdul. Huh?
What would they do? Like, it makes you wonder what they do with the marijuana after they take it.
Oh, yeah. Well, all the drugs that get confiscated.
I'm sure we could easily find that out through a Google search.
Do some weird news on that.
Yeah. Well, next episode. you guys don't even Google it yourselves. We'll find out. And next episode, we'll say, by the way, what they do with marijuana. Yeah, what was it? Okay. If you liked our show, you can follow us on gsmcpodcast.com. Like us on Facebook.
So just real quick. So in Oregon, you can possess up to 8 ounces of usable marijuana in your home and 1 ounce of usable marijuana outside of the home. So
wow.
You can grow up to 4 plants per residence out of public view.
Really?
But driving under the influence of marijuana remains illegal, of course. Please be responsible. You can use recreational marijuana at home or on private property. You can't take it out of the state, and that includes Washington.
So there's a lot of, yeah, but it's still definitely very lax laws.
You can make edible products at home or receive them as a gift and can only use them in private places. Yeah, this is all from whatislegaloregon.com. So I'm sorry. Yeah, I was just fascinated with all that. So it's just.
I was just letting you do your thing.
Thank you. Well, because, you know, sometimes we learn from these different podcasts. You know, this is cool. I mean, because everyone knows about Colorado, but apparently Oregon's got it going on, too.
I think Oregon's also one of the more well-known states where marijuana is.
I guess I'm just ignorant. I didn't know, but now I do.
Yeah.
So, you know, because I'm all about Grimm. You know, that's my TV show. They shoot that in Portland, Oregon. I had no idea this was going on, too. So it's all good.
You don't have a city like Portland, and it's not, you know, not legal marijuana.
Okay.
The city of Portland was made right after marijuana was legalized. That's when they founded the city.
No, they didn't.
This is the direction we want to take where we live now.
Listen to you.
I'm telling you, Google it. It's true.
But you were saying, so they can find us on what again?
On gsmcpodcast.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
Yes.
You can also find us on SoundCloud. And
Google Play.
Stitcher,
apparently.
And iTunes. Yes. Yeah, just any of those third-party apps. So
we're
everywhere.
Look us up. Yes, we are. And as always, Jordan and I appreciate everyone who listens. So
Wait, hold on. Have a good time. What was that thing that you were going to say? What was the way that we were going to deliver the news for? Good night and good luck. Let's do that one this time, yeah.
And that is a famous quote. You know that, right?
Yeah, let's bring it back then, yeah. I had no idea it was a famous quote.
Yeah, Edward R. Murrow.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
A newscaster who fought against McCarthyism back in the day. And George Clinton did a movie about that. Good night and good luck, actually. Well, good night.
Good night and good luck. You're distracted today, Keith.
I guess so. I didn't know we were going to do that. So, yeah.
All right. See you guys next episode.
Yeah.